1931, the country was in the middle of the Great Depression. Times were tough. Jobs were scarce. People were desperate to put food on the table. The South was no different. People scratched out a living by farming, logging, or carpentry. In small northeastern Texas towns, men took matters into their own hands to care for their families. One such man from Winifred, Texas, knew how important his family was and what it took to provide for them. Join us now as the Grin and Bear It Show proudly presents the story of Jesse Blaylock in the debut episode of The Bootleggers.
He moved to Texas from Arkansas. He never had a moment's trouble with the law. The depression set in and his crops did fail. Corn burned up and his cotton wouldn't sell. Jesse Blaylock has a right to feed his family too. Jesse Blaylock, he did what he had to do.
Yeah, I can remember. I'm 92 now, and I guess I was around 17 back then. We hadn't started making whiskey yet. Times were hard and people had to work hard. Nothing was handed to you. If you didn't work, you didn't eat. I can remember Mama being in the back kitchen all night sometimes, canning food for the winter. And I can remember Papa plowing the fields from daylight till dark.
Gee, gee! Get on up to the barn, Worthless. You stepped on enough corn for the day. Get us some supper.
Oh, here comes Pa. You better get that feed in the trough. You don't want to get in trouble again.
Oh, you're right about that, Merle. He sure was riled the other day.
Oh, get out here and unhitch this mule. Merle, you got that cow milk. Oak, when you hitched the mule this morning, trace chains were too short.
Well, I'm sorry, Pa. It won't happen again.
You just got careless, son. Don't get in such a hurry next time.
Yes, sir.
How's everything looking here, Merle?
Good, Pa. The mule feed is ready, and the horses have already been fed.
Good, Merle. Your mom and Nellie have been picking tomatoes all afternoon. You need to get up in the morning and take them to the tomato shed in Angel Grove.
Okay, Pa. I'm about done here.
As soon as Oak gets through unhitching Worthless, we'll head to the house and get us some supper.
Y'all don't worry about them tomatoes. Me and Mom have already taken care of it.
You done already, Nellie?
Yes, sir. We don't let the grass grow under our feet. Mama's already in the back kitchen getting supper ready.
Well, what did you come out here for? The work's almost done.
I'm going to close the chicken coop, Merle. Kind of like I do every evening about this time.
Oh, yeah.
I'm done.
Let's get to the house.
Give me a minute. I'll be right there.
Get washed up, boys.
Yes, sir. Blue, blue, blue.
Why do you always do that, Merle?
It's just what I do. Give me that towel.
Wipe it on your overalls. You'll be all right.
Y'all don't wait on me. Well, get washed up and get to the table.
Pass me them biscuits, Merle.
Why don't you eat your supper and leave the biscuits alone?
You boys need to get some rest tonight. Don't be hanging around the creek after dark catching frogs. We need to get them tomatoes to the tomato shed as early as possible. We've got a busy day tomorrow.
It shouldn't take that long to get the tomatoes into town. What are we going to do after that?
We need to go over to Isaiah and Imogene's house. The bank's going to auction off their farm tomorrow, so we need to be there for them. A small community has to stick together.
What's going to happen to them?
Well, they're not going to starve to death, if that's what you mean, Nellie. They'll be okay. People make new starts in life all the time. Like when your pa moved us here from Arkansas when you were still a baby.
Yeah, but that was his choice. I hate to see someone getting kicked out of their own house because a banker's man's telling them to leave.
The bankers aren't your friend, Nellie. Those bank loans were supposed to protect the farmer. Now it seems like all the small banks are closing down and the farmers are losing their land. Same thing will happen to us if we can't pay our loan.
Man, that sure was good, Mama. Merle, you want to go play some pocket knife baseball before dark?
Yeah, I guess I could beat you again, but we better hurry.
Merle, we What do you think is going on around here? I mean, people are losing their farms and people are moving away. I talked to Dove and Clem the other day at school. They said they shut down John Hoffman's heading mill. I guess nobody needs barrels anymore.
I don't know. But I do know one thing. We're going to be okay. Pa's got it under control.
You boys get in here. It's getting dark.
Oh, man. I didn't even get to stick my knife in the ground.
Y'all go ahead and blow that light out. Let's get on to bed.
Night, kiddos.
Good night, Mama.
You boys getting up?
Yes, sir.
Y'all gotta take care of the animals, and as soon as I get done with my walk in the woods, I'll get the truck cranked and pull her around to the garden.
Oh, good morning, Mama. What are we gonna do today?
As soon as we get finished with breakfast, we need to do the laundry, so start getting it together as soon as you get the fire going in the back kitchen. Then, this afternoon, we can start canning those green beans.
Hurry up! Let's get out of the garden!
All right, let's start loading these crates. Let's get them straight, Oak. It's a rough ride, Angel Grove. We can't be selling them bruised tomatoes. That looks good. After breakfast, we'll load up and head that way.
Shotgun!
You're calling shotgun for the breakfast table?
No, by Ned. You know what I'm talking about. When we head to Angel Grove.
Here they come, Mama. Well, let's get it in the house and on the table.
Morning, Mama.
Don't come in this house without stopping at the wash table first.
Oh, sorry.
Nellie, did you cook these eggs? They're kind of funny color this morning.
That's because I dropped yours on the floor.
You dropped them on the floor?
You better be nice to me, Merle. I have to wash your nasty old underwear today. I'd hate to get too much starch in them.
Well, boys, we've got a long drive. Get you a couple of biscuits to take with you.
Cadillac, with no place to go. I'm in no hurry, so I drive real slow.
Sit them right here, sir.
You been busy today?
Yeah, not too bad. Is that all you got?
Yes, sir. That's it.
All right, let's see. There you go. Just take that inside and she'll get your money.
Thank you. Wait, that's it? That's how much I'm getting for my tomatoes?
Yes, sir. It's a fair price.
I'd be better off taking them home and canning them for the winter.
Suit yourself. Fact is, we're in a depression. Around here, people are taking pay cuts just to keep their jobs.
Depression or not, I'm not giving my tomatoes away. Put them back in the crates.
Crate them up.
Let's get these back in the truck, boys.
Hey, Pa, this is not the way home.
Yeah, I'm going to run by the cotton gin and see if the price of cotton is doing better than the price of tomatoes.
Jesse Blaylock. What brings you to town? I know your cotton's not ready yet.
I was just at the tomato shed, and I came by here to see if the price of cotton is doing better than the price of tomatoes.
Not really, Jesse. I can give you about 9 cents a pound right now.
9 cents? I got three times that last year.
Well, I wish I could do better, Jesse. I just can't. You know, between the depression and the boll weevil, the cotton business is hanging on by a thread.
I'm glad you ain't lost your sense of humor, Delbert. We gotta be heading on back to the house. Oh, yeah, thanks for all the bad news.
Sorry, Jesse.
Here comes Papa and them. Wonder if everything went okay.
Oh, get them tomatoes unloaded and around to the back kitchen. Merle, you go hitch the wagon. We need to get gone.
Well, Nellie, I guess that answered my question.
Oh, my goodness. Are we going to have to can all those tomatoes, too?
Sure looks like it, but it's a blessing. We can always use plenty of tomatoes for the squirrel stews during the winter.
Yes, ma'am, it is at that.
Hell, I'm sorry to bring y'all all this extra work. I know you hadn't planned on it. They offer me next to nothing for those tomatoes, and cotton's selling for 9 cents a pound, for crying out loud. By Ned, I don't know what we're going to do.
Merle, hurry up with them mules!
I'm doing the best I can, Pa.
Why don't you take the truck?
We're not going to be able to buy gas if we can't find a way to get some money coming in. At least those mules run on corn. We got plenty of corn.
Oh, it's me and you get down to the barn.
Sorry, Ella. I got to go.
I haven't seen y'all run that hard since Mama put the biscuits on the table this morning.
We got to go, Merle. We still have to stop by and pick up Luke. Grab my good rope out of the barn.
Yes, sir.
Back. Back. Cheese. Cheese.
Got the rope. Let's go.
Trot.
I'll never forget that day as long as I live. Me and Oak didn't know what was going on. We was just getting in the back of the wagon waiting to get to Isaiah's farm is all we knew. When we showed up, it got me and Oak's attention, though. I mean, Pa and Uncle Luke. They drove that team of mules through that crowd of people like they weren't even there. Everybody look out.
Hey, watch what you're doing.
What's going on here?
Boys, hand me my rope.
Mine too, boys.
Merle, Pa's tying a hangman's noose.
I see that, Oak.
What do you think they're doing?
Maybe it has something to do with you hooking them mules up wrong yesterday.
You joke too much.
Who's joking?
Yeah, Pa and Uncle Luke both walked right over under that big old oak tree and threw their hangman's nooses over a big limb sticking out from that tree. I ain't gonna lie to you, I was scared. I had no idea what was going on.
Okay, let's get this bidding on the way. Opening bids.
2 bids.
Anyone to raise his high bid?
4 bids.
Mister,
You better take a good look at that rope over yonder before you bid again.
Listen, sir, I don't want any trouble.
And you better get in that fancy automobile of yours. Get on out of here.
I'm gone.
Sir, so where are you going? You own this property right now.
51 cents.
Come on, sir. This is getting ridiculous. You can't do that. We have a public auction going on here. Everyone is entitled to bid.
Sir, unless you think that limb won't hold 165 pounds, you better get this auction over with.
Sold. 51 cents.
Here, Jesse, take this.
Thanks, Jesse. Maybe this will help.
Way to stand up to him, Jesse.
Here, this is all I got, but I can't think of a better way to spend it.
Mister, you forgot your money.
Keep it.
It ain't mine. I owe you 51 cents. Here's your 51 cents. Isaiah, where are you?
I'm right here, Jesse. I don't know what to say. Me and Imogen, this here farm is all we got.
It's rightfully yours now, Isaiah. You don't have to say anything.
But I can't even pay y'all back right now.
That's okay, Isaiah. We know where you live.
Let's get our ropes, Luke. And we'll get on back to the house. I'm getting out here. Y'all get these mules down to the barn and fed. Ella, Isaiah got his farm back.
Oh, thank God. That's just the best news I've heard all day.
I just can't get over what happened. Pa and Uncle Luke pretty much rode in there today and saved their farm.
Yeah, I was expecting him to pull out a sword and fight him like the French Foreign Legion or something. On guard.
You better get off Paul's workbench before he catches you up there and tans your hide.
Do you want me to get the beans and cornbread on the table? I figure they'll be up directly.
Yeah, I'll help. We're not going to be able to finish this tonight, though.
All right, let me get this in the house.
Get washed up. It's on the table. How y'all coming with the tomatoes?
We're not going to finish tonight. Maybe tomorrow.
You can start without me. I'll be there when I get these last few jars ready.
Merle, I want you and Oak to go down to Oak Bend Creek and go fishing in the morning.
Why, Pa, you don't need any help in the field?
Merle, it's not polite to question your Pa. If he wants us to go fishing, I mean, I reckon we better show him some respect. Go on fishing without asking any questions.
Oh, that's enough. No, Merle, I'm just going to get set up and do some work in the blacksmith shop in the morning. Good mess of fish sure sounds good.
All done for the night, I guess. Just in time for bed.
I believe I'm going to go in here and read for a bit. You boys give Nellie a break tonight and put these dishes away. She's worked hard all day. Then get on to bed.
Yes, sir.
Mama, what's Papa making this morning?
Oh, my word!
Number one job a man has in this life is to feed his family. I plan on doing just that. I'm not going to end up like Isaiah and Imogen. There might not be anyone around to get us out of trouble.
And if you get caught?
The boys are older now. I can look over the place for a while.
That's not the point, Jesse. I need a husband, and I need a husband here and now.
Just for a while, Ella. They're not going to catch anybody if you only do it once or twice.
I'm not okay with this. Not okay at all.
Just for a while. It's the only way. There are no jobs. The crops aren't selling. This is the only way. Ella, when times are good, people drink. When times are bad, people drink. Times ain't never been no worse.
We've had bad times before. We've always made it. We'll get by.
This is not the same, Ella. It's not like before. What makes this country work is broken. And I'm not sure if it'll ever get fixed. Look around, Della. Just look around.
Well, I think it's pretty sad when you send your boys off because you're going to be working on something you're ashamed to have them see you working on.
Are you done, Ella?
I'm done, Jesse. I won't say another word about it. But you know how I feel. You're still the man I married. And you're still the man I trust to pull us through this. I trust you thought it through, but I want you to promise me one thing.
What's that?
Come home to me, Jesse. Every morning when you leave, I'll be worried all day long if you'll come home to me. You promise me you will, Jesse. Promise me you will.
I'll come home to you, Ella. Not as young as I used to be. I can still outrun them revenuers any day of the week. I'm going to make a run to the store this afternoon, get what I need. I'll be heading back into flats first thing in the morning. It's going to work, Ella. It's got to work. It's going to take pretty much all the money we have.
I can remember when we was going to the back of the place to cook off our first batch. Me and Oak, we didn't know nothing about cooking off whiskey. We kind of felt important, though. It was exciting to us.
Now, boys, what we're going to do is nothing to be ashamed of. Nothing to be proud of, but it's nothing to be ashamed of either. What we're doing to feed our family. The boys can help out now, because I know the law won't be down there the first time we cook, but eventually word will get out. Also, I'll be handling the business end of this, so there's no need for you to talk to anyone about it. Don't say a word.
Yes, sir.
Where are we going?
We're going right here to the flats to cook off this first batch.
Whoa!
Y'all get this stuff unloaded. I'm going to get the fire going. Oak, set the pot here on these bricks, and while I'm getting the fire going under it, start filling it up with water from the creek. Merle, bring me that corn and go ahead and set the meal and yeast down over there. You can leave the rest of that stuff in the wagon. That looks good to me, boys. I think we can cap this off and revisit it in a few days. Get this cook site cleaned up and ready to go. I mean, put that stuff under the brush and clear out our tracks. When we get back down here, we need to know if anyone's been snooping around.
I think the next four days we waited to go back down there were the hardest, because me and Oak wanted to go check on the mash, but Pa wouldn't let us. He said he didn't want a lot of traffic going in and out from down there. So we didn't go, because we knowed Pa would have gave us what for if he would have caught us going back down there. I tell you, when that 4 days was up, we was sure ready to go. I remember Pa building that fire while me and Oak was getting the pint jars ready to fill.
Merle, why don't you fill that barrel with water so it'll be ready when the mash starts boiling? We need that colder water to condense the vapor back into a liquid as it goes through the worm.
Yes, sir. Are we almost ready?
Yep, it won't be long now. Hand me a jar, Oak.
Here, Pa, how can I help?
Go get some mud out of the creek so we can stop some of this steam from leaking out from the pot. That steam, if it gets close to the fire, could blow this whole steel.
Seriously?
I'm dead serious, son. Here she comes, boys. She's really starting to flow pretty good now. Merle, you keep that fire stoked, and Oak, you keep them jars where I can reach one anytime I need one.
Shepherd leads me out to green pastures where the clear sweet water flows. The weevil's shadows are all around me. I'm not a thank you. that are barren, where danger awaits. Will search until he finds me. He'll guide me back into the fold. I'm one of his sheep. He'll love and protect me. When I call, he's there close by. Day draws near for that final journey to that green pasture in the sky.
Unload these jars in the barn and get on with your chores. I'm going to head down to the house.
Here comes Papa now, Mama. Oh, thank goodness. How'd it go?
It went good. How about them tomatoes?
We worked all day, but we're just about done now.
You boys hurry up and get washed up. Merle, I'm going to need you in the garden tomorrow. You can start hoeing an oak. You can start cutting a squash and okra.
Somebody pass me the cornbread.
Here you go, Oak.
Hardy, how you doing this morning?
Jesse, good to see you. You need something to eat?
No, thank you. I'm good. Brought you a present.
Well, Jesse, where did you get your hands on that?
I just ran across a little bit of it. Decided to hand some out in the community.
What do I owe you for it?
You don't owe me nothing, Hardy. It's a gift. Just enjoy it.
You want a drink?
No, thanks. To be honest with you, I don't touch the stuff.
Well, this is just like Christmas. You have a good day, Jesse.
Wendell, are you doing okay?
I'm good, Jesse. What brings you way out here?
Brought you a present.
Oh, I can sure use that, Jesse. Thanks.
Jesse, can I get you a biscuit or something?
No, Homer. I just brought you a present.
Jesse, what have you been doing all morning?
Been giving away some of the moonshine.
Well, I trust you have a plan, Jesse. You always do.
I remember when Pa spent all the money to make that whiskey, and Mama was scared to death. She was afraid we was going to lose all our money. We still owed money on the farm at that time, and we had no money coming in. If that wouldn't have worked, I don't know what we would have done. I remember the day.
Jesse, can I talk to you in private for a minute?
Sure, Hardy. What can I do you for?
I was hoping I could get a pint of that white lightning from you.
Not a problem. Just follow me to the barn.
What I owe you for it?
2 bits.
I believe that's the best stuff I've ever drank.
Thank you, Hardy. I can probably get my hands on some more, so just come on back anytime.
Hey, look, there's Wendell. Howdy, Wendell.
Hello, Hardy. Jesse, can I talk to you alone?
Sure, Wendell. Just follow me on down to the barn.
He moved to Texas from Arkansas. He never had a moment's trouble with the law. The depression set in and his crops did fail. The corn burned up and his cotton wouldn't sell. Jesse Blaylock has a right to feed his family too. Jesse Blaylock. He did what he had to do.
Thank you for tuning in to the Grin and Bear Show on 88.9 KETR. We have enjoyed bringing you this episode of The Bootleggers. The cast included Brad Bergen as Jesse, Gary Herbst as Merle, Jeff Garrison as Oakley, Amanda Gish as Nellie, Eve Wood as Ella, Mike Harmon as Charlie and Luke, Ben Johnson as Old Merle, and David Gish as Delbert and the Auctioneer. Musical artists include Mike Harmon and Ben Johnson. We would also like to thank our producer, Matt Mickey, for all his efforts to bring the Grin and Bear It Show to life each month. Join us on the first Wednesday of each month for the Grin and Bear It Show right here on KETR 88.9, the place for homegrown entertainment.